fucking visit a yawn town. You know what I mean?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Kinda Funny's MCU in Review. Today we are reviewing Ant-Man. For those of you that don't know, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. right here on youtube.com/kindafunny, we get together and review one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, leading all the way into Avengers Infinity War. There's a schedule that is up that you'll be able to see in the description, I think, see when we're doing it. Because things are starting to get a little crazy coming up because they moved the Infinity War release up a bit. So
to my birthday, hint, P.O. Box 225-221 SFCA 94122.
We're doing a couple 2-in-1s coming up, so stay tuned to the schedule for that. You get the show as a video on YouTube, or if you want to listen to it, you can get it as a podcast by searching for Kinda Funny Reviews on podcast services, including Spotify. Thank you very much for your support over there. Let's get right into it, gentlemen. Ant-Man, released on July 17th, 2015. Not that long ago.
Andy and I ate a weed brownie before.
Yeah, I'm like, what? The thing, you started talking, and I want you to know the hot beer smell from your breath really adds to the.
You love it. It's just your experience.
It does.
Uncle Leo.
I love Uncle Leo. Jesus. Uncle Leo.
Why?
Uncle Leo's basement. I love that you picked the IPA, too, which is the most fragrant of all beers to have come out of your breath.
You know what? I like to share, and I know you can't drink it. Nick Scarpino, Greg Miller, Kevin Coelho, Maximum Cortez, a.k.a. Nitro Rifle, a.k.a. Yves Guillermo Boyfriend, a.k.a. Andy Cortez. And then, hey, Tim Getty, stop.
We did not eat weed brownies.
Now, though,
but everybody in chat thinks that we always
though,
do.
Now, though, the jury's going to be out, isn't it? I want you to do this, everybody. Start right now recording this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Directed
get your phone out.
By Peyton your phone Reed. Originally going to be directed by Edgar Wright, but then there was the infamous shit that went down.
Right.
What was the infamous shit? They didn't have the right vision together, that kind of shit?
On May 23rd, 2014, Marvel and Wright jointly announced that Wright was leaving the project due to differences in their vision of the film and that the studio was closing in on a new director. On the split, Wright said, "I had wanted to make a Marvel movie, but I don't think they really wanted to make an Edgar Wright movie." Mm. He also added that at one point, Marvel wanted to do a draft of the script without him, which was a tough thing to move forward with. That was a quote from him, as Wright has written all of the previous films he directed. Suddenly becoming a director for hire on it, you're sort of less emotionally invested and you start to wonder why you're there, really. The majority of Wright's crew also left the project in the wake of his departure. By May 30th, Adam McKay, the Anchorman director and Step Brothers and all the Talladega Nights and all that, had entered negotiations to replace Wright, but pulled out of negotiations the next day. On June 7th, Marvel announced that Peyton Reed would direct the film, with McKay contributing to the film's script. Peyton Reed, you know what he directed, Nick?
No.
Bring It On.
Oh, fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah, he directed Bring It On, Down With Love, and The Breakup. I don't think I've seen
The Breakup was not
The Breakup was brutal.
Which one's The Breakup?
I think The Breakup's the
Aniston?
Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston movie.
Wow, I totally just
got gut-wrenching.
That was me just making a joke of like Jennifer Aniston's in all these rom-coms.
That was her.
Holy shit. That was her.
Wow. That was one of the movies she did like.
The weed brownie.
It's unlocking the existential
plane.
Yeah, Peyton Reed, Bring It On.
It's interesting because you start watching this movie and you get the echoes of Edgar Wright. You get the way the flashbacks are handled. You get you get the entire Michael Peña character. A lot of the humor you can kind of feel came from Edgar Wright.
Even the action scenes too.
A lot of the action scenes.
A lot of the fight choreography and just like the way they go. It's very Edgar Wright. And so Edgar Wright, you still see he gets story credit for it. So he's technically still the writer of the movie. If not the actual script, but a lot of his stuff was still in the final product. Budget of $142 million and a box office of $519
million. Damn. Wow. Half a Justice League.
Yeah. It's getting there. It's getting there. One day, maybe. Atlanta, grow big. Greg, hit me with that plot.
All right, now I want it on the record that I have a headache, and Andy and I ate a weed brownie.
Injured. Hold on. That's official record now.
This is why I wanted you guys to film this with your iPhones. Just when you get to a moment where Andy gives you one of the telltale signs that he's knickered, and that's when you want to do it.
Knickered.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean film with your iPhone?
This episode. Remember?
Yeah, definitely, because it's going to be pulled. That's what
I don't. I don't know how you'd make a clip show of all Andy's high moments without filming.
It'd be very long.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's get off to the races for the movie The Ant-Man. Let's get there a little faster.
When does it start?
Old days.
1989 in San Francisco.
1989.
No, that's not right.
1989.
It's not in San Francisco.
No.
No, you're right. No,
it's in the Triskelion, right? Yeah. They're building it. Yeah.
1989. Ghostbusters 2 is probably out if it's after like June. Washington. You know what I mean? It's out. It's happening.
Good call.
Young Michael Douglas. I don't know how they got him, but they got him.
They got him.
Young Michael Douglas walks in.
That's really well done.
He looks great.
I'm going to be honest. That was one of the better times I've ever seen them do the weird fucking making you look young thing where I was like, it's convincing.
It would be interesting. I don't know. Is there anything in the trivia of how they did that? Because we got a lot of shit from when I was like, Kurt Russell, it's all CG. And people kept sending me these articles that are like, no, most of it's makeup. Most of it's makeup. So I wouldn't be surprised if a tremendous amount of it was just makeup. Good old fashioned, like, you know, VFX. Yeah, just like good old effects and makeup effects.
Yeah.
Kind of cues, you know?
Very impressive.
Yeah. It's like Michael RDJ in Civil War.
Michael
we'll get
Douglas.
To that next week.
Look at that.
Michael Douglas.
Look at that.
Michael Douglas.
Uh-huh.
Michael Douglas.
Now, he walks in there, and he is the legendary Hank Pym, creator of the Pym particle. We'll get to that later, though. He walks into this room. We got Howard Stark, old version, the old man version
OG
Howard Stark.
Howard Stark that we last saw, if I remember correctly, in Iron Man 2?
Mm-hmm. The video, right?
Yeah, the video. I think that was the last time we saw that.
I don't
Howard
like
that
they keep jumping around with Howard Starks, but just choose one and let's go.
Okay, let's go with it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But they
stick with Peggy. She was there too.
Peggy was there.
They stuck with Hull the entire time.
I never noticed that Peggy was there.
Me neither.
And then yesterday I was like, oh shit, that's Peggy. And it's like, that's right. She like helped start S.H.I.E.L.D.
I feel like with a lot of these movies rewatching it, there's like people that are in them or things that happen that like when they were happening, I were like, okay, you're just another character. I don't really care who you are. But now. The context of all this is like, oh shit, like she's been there the entire damn time.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's really cool.
I thought her age seemed off though.
Did it?
She seemed too old.
She should be 80.
Like, it's just like
not
when
right.
When you look at it, when you then see her
maybe 60.
No, I think she was like 60.
Like,
I
mean, like going from the 50s, right? Going forward.
So she's 20 in the 50s.
Yeah.
Well, 50s or 40s? What are we talking? When's the last time we saw her? Captain America.
We
was
saw
World
her
War
alive
II.
In we saw her alive in Winter Soldier.
She was in World War II.
She was ancient then.
That's 40.
She was ancient then,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like somewhere along the
line. Well, yeah, I think you're right. Because if she were in, let's put her in her mid-20s in the 40s. At 45, let's say she's 25. She's 175 years old.
Here's
in
the
1989.
Joey Fatone.
Yeah. I don't know her direct involvement, but Grandma Miller was indeed alive during World War II. I don't know what side she was fighting. She was alive. She's dead.
Okay.
She was alive during World War II, and she was alive when Ghostbusters 2 came out.
Yeah.
Now, I don't.
How alive was she?
She was still driving and bebopping around. She was
okay.
When Ghostbusters
good,
2
good.
Came out.
Yeah, 1989.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
Well,
yeah.
The legal bebopping age is from 40 to 90.
So anyways, I don't think it's that far off. Maybe she was closing in on retirement, and maybe her old woman, Peggy, was wearing makeup as well on top of young Peggy wearing makeup to look old. So there's like, it doesn't matter. They go in there, and Hank Pym is just like, man, you guys don't get it. You don't get the Pym particle. It's too, you can't have it. And Stark's like, we need it. And then the guy who's like now old, but he was like the villain, like the douchey Brad Chad villain in every like 80s movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's there. And so you're like, well, this guy's clearly going to be a bad guy.
Yeah, the guy that's obviously the villain in this one.
Yeah.
It's the woman that was in love with Captain America, RDJ's dad, and the guy, the ex-guy.
That other guy.
Who's clearly like, it's one of those things like, what the fuck is S.H.I.E.L.D. thinking with this guy? Being the guy, he's clearly the bad guy. He's clearly
fucking
the bad
great
guy.
Move though, where the guy insults Pym's wife. He fucking slams his head breaks on. His nose. Fucking
what a
awesome.
Dick thing to
badass.
Say.
And he just walks out.
Hey, remember when your fucking wife died? You couldn't do anything.
Howard Stark doesn't really come to his defense. He just plays it like Switzerland. You're the one who said it. Like fucking help out Stark. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
take a stand.
Shit. Pick
I'm
a side.
Glad you're gonna get.
Not like Grandma.
I like that though because I like that shows like Stark appreciates. Yeah, like Grandma Miller and the raccoon. Like this guy's the raccoon.
I said pick a side. Grandma Miller didn't pick a side.
You know, no, jury's out. Yeah, okay. We don't know. You know what I mean?
I know what side
she's
on.
Was as American as a Russian pie. Anyways, now. So then let's get the Marvel logo. Not in the comics you care about, but here's some comic stuff happening. Then we're back caught up. I believe now we're in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd's there. He gets punched in the face by the other guy. Punched the other guy. Doesn't hurt him. Very funny scene. Very comical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Paul Rudd's leaving, everybody. Paul Rudd's leaving jail. Awesome. And we are off to the races with the Ant-Man, as they call him in this movie. A comedy masterpiece. A funny movie involving a lot of superhero antics. He leaves. Daniel Pena?
Michael Pena.
Michael Pena is there.
Picks him up.
Luis. He's there. Picks him up. Has a funny scene right there. About his mom being dead and everybody being in jail. You got the van, though.
Got the van.
I got the van.
Oh, no, she left me, man.
Yeah, yeah. I like him a lot.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. We need more. I want to get the, and they should, if they were smart to lead into Infinity War, they would have him do a recap of.
That's been going. He's, they so want far. Him and the guy from Thor Ragnarok. They'd be like, I can never pronounce his name.
Yes.
That's the
Korg.
Every time he, when he goes back, I know we're skipping ahead, but when he goes back and tells the story of how, like, my girlfriend, somebody said, oh, God, it's such a good, fucking good.
That felt like great Edgar device. Wright.
Totally.
Yeah. They should have done more of that. Yeah. I didn't feel like there was enough. I remember it being, especially because I had seen the, you know, Reddit, Twitter movement of like, man, we got to get him in this to do
to
the recap.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I remember liking that. It must happen a million times. It happened twice.
Because
he
puts the stupid knot, like, the details in that don't need to be there, and they push it even farther at the end where he talks about, like, the Baroque period.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And you know I don't like Reds.
When he starts off and he's like, they're in the museum. It's like, why is this guy in the museum? It's so
fucking funny.
Now, quick aside. I know we've been speeding through this one.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to this Peña man for being in World Trade Center with Nicolas Cage. Don't know if you remember that flick.
No.
He was also in a Mark Wahlberg movie called
Shooter. I'm talking about.
He's probably the most famous Scientologist.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, John Travolta.
Tom Cruise is pretty famous.
Tom Cruise.
Right there.
Michael Peña is number three.
He's a Scientologist.
After MCU interview, the next interview is ranked Scientologist.
Oh, good. Finally, we have a playing bracket and all that jazz for it, too. All right, great. Anyways, they're together. They're happy. Paul Rudd's going to clean up his life, everybody. He's going to get a job and go straight. He's a mechanical engineer. He won't have any problem. He goes to Baskin-Robbins. They hire him at Baskin-Robbins, but he is quickly fired from Baskin-Robbins. Funny scene here.
Great scene with the boss.
From stem to stern, this Baskin-Robbins scene is funny. And I read did you have this in your trivia list? Little known fact, they almost shot the entire movie inside of a Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah. Don't have that. I don't have that.
Didn't hear that. Edgar Wright was a huge fan of Gold Medal Ribbon, which is my favorite Baskin-Robbins.
When Scott
as well.
Is released from jail and is forced to work in Baskin-Robbins under an assumed name, the quickest reactions to the fact that he calls himself Jack seem to suggest it was either an homage to Jack Kirby, co-creator of Ant-Man, or a more vague allusion to Jack of Hearts, who killed him in the comics. But given a little more knowledge of star Paul Rudd's family, the reference has an entirely different meaning. In conjunction with being called Jack, he also invites a coworker named Darby to take over and serve the idiot who can't grasp the menu's limited ice cream. For those unaware, Jack and Darby are the name of Paul Rudd's kids.
Aww.
That's nice.
So he's fired, comes home early from work. We got a motley crew here.
Mm-hmm.
We got Peña obsessed with waffles. He's making waffles left and right in this entire movie. I love it very much. Eventually, Jen is like, why is he making waffles? And I'm like, we don't need to know.
Yeah.
It's just what he does.
He just likes it. Yeah.
Then we got T.I.
Motherfucking T.I.P. in this bitch. Shit. And it's like, why? Why is T.I. here?
He's a getaway driver. He's just there, man. That's what he does.
It just works.
And then we got the other guy with the accent. What are you gonna call him?
The dude from Dark Knight.
The dude from Dark Knight is there.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he is that guy.
What was he in Dark Knight?
He's that weird guy where he's like,
the guy that
he goes to beat it, like Harvey's beating him up. He's like, you ever beat up a guy who's fucking crazy? He doesn't know what's going on.
Holy shit. Yeah.
He's a good character actor.
That is good.
Yeah.
He's there as like, he's a hacker.
I'm a hacker.
Yeah, there, in fact,
I will hack all the
computers.
Does
he want his bird?
I do not want my bird.
Do you think he was his son?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Think about it. They are working on a job and they want Paul Rudd to be involved. It's easy money. Paul Rudd says, no, I don't want it. I'm living the straight life. Stay away from me. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
If I fuck up again, I'm going back to jail. No more daughter.
Exactly.
For me.
Exactly.
Did we already get the scene of him with the daughter? The first one where they go back to the house?
Yeah, where the party's happening. We'll toss it in here. So they go.
Joke about asshat.
Exactly. There's an asshat joke in there. We have the guy from Boardwalk Empire who's terrifying, but is trying to be a cop in this movie, and he is terrifying still. Mm-hmm. Even though he's got a non terrifying name like Preston or something.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the husband.
Yeah.
Bobby Cannavale, is that his name? Cannavale.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he Greek?
I don't know, man. I'm terrified to ask.
I feel like he's married to Rose Byrne. I don't know why.
Did you see him in Boardwalk Empire?
No, I didn't.
Watch fucking Boardwalk Empire. You will shit blood.
Wasn't he in Aziz Ansari's second season of the...
Yes, he was. He was the Anthony Bourdain character.
Yeah, he was also... When I see him in that,
Even then, I was terrified of him.
Really?
Yeah.
He was such a cool guy.
I know, he's a cool guy.
I didn't see Boardwalk Empire, but I saw Master of None shit blood.
I would risk the shitting of blood.
Didn't know why after I saw Master of None that I shit blood, but now it makes sense.
Totally makes sense.
Bobby Cannavale.
The little ugly rabbit thing that he gives her.
Yeah.
Tom Kenny, voice of SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're both friends.
Yeah. That was cute. That was cute. Yeah. The kid.
The fucking kid. The kid is a scene stealer.
The problem with kids, though, is they grow up. Immediately after this, I watched the trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm like, oh, man.
Was she 14?
She gained 12 weight? Or some shit now.
She's taking away, she had deuce and a half. What is she at?
That's not what I meant. I meant like, it's been like what?
Big kid.
3 years? Big kid. These kid actors, they're really like fucking 10. Yeah. So now she might be 13. Yeah. She's like an adult kid now. That's yeah, what dude, I meant. Jesus.
Why does it matter? Are they trying to play with the timeline? Well, how are they doing Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Nobody knows. But it was like, hey, next year. Like, why is this kid fucking 13 now?
Here's the thing about that. It's like, you might get hung up on that, but you won't be when you get there. We might be because we're caught up.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
It's a normal person will be there. It's like, oh, is that even the same kid? I don't fucking remember.
Who fuck knows? But this kid,
where's the shit blood guy?
Her reaction, though, is perfect. And that's so what good. I love. That's one of the nuances I love about this movie is that she looks at the thing and you think, oh, she's going to hate it. And she goes with glee, it's so ugly. I love it. Yeah. And then that becomes her favorite toy, obviously, because her dad gave it to her. And that's why she
gets the introduction so that, yeah, like when Paul Rudd's pulled outside by his wife or whatever, or ex-wife, and is just like, you know, you need a job, you pay child support, then you maybe see her and like be the hero she thinks you already are.
And we get the fact that he probably maybe wasn't there when he committed this crime. But this is where the movie on second viewing, I'm like, that's a little weird for me. Why does she not think he's a hero? Why does the daughter not think he's a hero? He broke in for a good reason, right? He wasn't stealing anything, but he did it to right a wrong. Like, why would your wife not think that?
Because it blew up your entire life.
What I thought was interesting is the whole time he was like, I'm done with crime. It's like, did you ever commit
crime? Yeah, that was my thing.
It was just like, was it just?
Are you a criminal?
Yeah. You get the feeling that he is sort of like a master thief and hacker. So
but he wasn't though.
It wasn't just that heist. I'd assume that it wasn't just that.
No,
because he was working. He was an engineer working for that company.
He has masters in electrical engineering. He was like, I'm going to be totally fine.
But I feel like when all of his group gets back together and like one more job, like this, there have been several other jobs.
I don't think that was his group.
Yeah,
like, he was meeting them for the first time.
He knew Michael Peña because he was a cellmate.
Selly. Yeah.
That's true.
So I think that's where I'm a little weird, but I'm like, you're pushing this a little hard in that the, I forget her name, the wife's character. She's one of the voices of Archer. She's fucking genius. Judy Greer.
Development,
yeah, Judy Greer's like, you got Maggie Lang. What?
Her name's Maggie Lang.
Oh, in the movie, yeah. She's like, you got to get your life together. And I'm like, cut me some fucking slack, dude. I did one crime to like shed some light on this huge corporate espionage. Also gave all this money to these people. Like, I'm fucking Robin Hood. And she's acting like he was fucking holding up liquor stores
for
15 years.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
You fucking did a weird crime right now and you got thrown in the pen for 5 years, 6 years. Like,
was it five? I thought it was just 3 years.
That's what I thought too, but then his mugshot was really super bad. Young. When they showed the newspaper of, I remember that job you did.
Yeah, his
he looks
shot.
Like clueless, Paul.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, but that's the same thing where someone just Googled his name, got a picture off Facebook, and was like, all right, they run with it.
I guess so. But what I'm saying is, fuck that. Paul's got a life
just
to live.
Like,
she wants help with that kid. And all of a sudden, you went fucking and you gave ho-hos to everybody for free. That was your big move?
I'm just saying, like, I just don't know that the punishment necessarily fits the crime on this one. Like, if he did more stuff, like, they paint him out like he's this grandmaster criminal, but he's not. He just did this one thing, and he did it for good reasons, and his wife, after only 3 years of being in the fucking jail, has completely written him off. All I'm saying is, she is a horrible character in this.
I don't know.
I'm just confused on his past, is what it is.
I feel like that wasn't his only job. It's just, like, the way they paint it out, it's like every other action movie when there's, like, one more job. Like, nah, man, I'm out, dude. I'm out. I'm not doing that anymore. Like, I don't think that was his only one.
Well, yeah, but I think that was them playing with that sort of stare, like, the...
Exactly,
yeah.
That's why.
I think that they didn't make it seem like he was a career criminal. They made it seem like...
He was real good at heisting.
Yeah, he was real good when he
called
himself a cat burglar, remember?
He called himself a burglar, right?
Burglar.
Just burglar.
I'm tossing the cat.
I'm not a thief. Burglar. I'm a cat burglar.
Nope,
yeah,
it's just burglar.
Burglar. I'm burglar.
He said cat burglar.
I thought he did.
Because they made a pussy joke, didn't they?
Yeah.
Looks like Humpty Numpty fell off the well.
Big kid?
She a big kid? She a big kid?
I meant like 13.
We
like a teen.
We know she was.
Anyway, so he gets this information and he needs to sort his life out.
He needs
the money, as they say. The money. He does some crib notes on how much money he needs in the van. He ain't going to have that much money. Uh-huh. So he decides he's got to get back in the job. Tell me about the job. We get the awesome Peña speech. Jumping all around.
So cool.
Tunnel and
so
stuff. Good. I wish there was like five more of these in the movie, but I digress.
But I think that's the thing is like, I agree with you, but I feel like if they did that, it would be too much. Yeah. It's like,
well,
I feel like
Ant-Man and the Wasp, we get three at least.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see three.
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp, same director. It's going to be Peyton Reed.
Okay.
So. I can only, maybe just one and they cut him off mid-width.
That's not how that works.
Ah, okay. So we're gonna do the job. That's everybody. A good question, thank you very much. We're gonna do the job. By the way, we've been ignoring PIM Industries and cross technologies and all that.
Like, why don't you call me?
Michael Douglas is old as shit now. His face looks like a baseball mitt.
I like him though.
He got attitude.
He's
great. Oh, yeah. He could toss my salad any day. Yeah. Now he drives into cross technology or his place, PIM Technology. There's a whole bunch of things. Is that Hank PIM? Oh yeah. And he's I'm not dead. Great joke. Love that joke quite a bit. Gets in there, goes through, cross gives his presentation. Guess what, everybody? Or no, he doesn't even give the presentation yet. Right? He just brings him over. I'm combining a bunch of scenes here. But brings him in, does this thing. Hey, there's thing. Evangeline Lilly's there. That's Pim's daughter. They don't talk no more because of the whole mother fucking being dead. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Wearing the worst wig I've ever seen anyone wear. And I hate wigs in Marvel universes, but I don't know why.
Where would you rank this on your wig?
This would be
ranking
the worst. I guess number one.
It's time to wig. What's Nick? Think of wig.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wiggin' Out podcast where Nick's going to rank wigs.
Now it's time to rank this wig.
Hey, how big is that kid? Jesus Christ. That's a really big kid.
No, I just remember. Oh, we are fucking dunzo.
Against the wall. Grown up like a teenager, right? You all understood that. I didn't mean it.
We can move on. I hated her hair in this. I hated the wig.
But it wasn't a wig.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't a wig.
I want it some type definitely of confirmation that it, I want proof I don't that like it the, was a wig.
I didn't like the look of it.
It's fucking terrible.
I
didn't like her hair.
Period.
I guess Gia loved it.
I thought it was cool. I was like, Ant-Man,
first Marvel movie that Gia ever saw when we first watched it when it came out. Hated it then. Loved it now. Okay, but the review that she wanted to make sure that I read was Evangeline Lilly is goals. She's so buff and so cute.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to see her body since Lost. And she has a whimsical haircut. And she wears stripes. I love her.
Her body was amazing. She looked great.
Ant-Man review.
Her hair was cool.
She looks great. And her hair looks better as it goes on as they tussle.
Her hair looks better in The Hobbit.
Genevieve Saint-Ange Miller enjoyed her, but was very frustrated with her character arc in this movie. Throughout the training sequences with Paul Rudd, throughout all the stuff, and just like, come the fuck on, why aren't they using her? And I'm like, no, Michael Douglas isn't, you know.
Because he's afraid to lose her.
And then we got there and she's like, that is the most serve the patriarch bullshit I've ever heard. Why doesn't she just grab the suit and go? And I didn't have a good response. Why didn't she just tell her dad to cram it and then fucking use a little shrink thing on his balls?
Because I think she also wants to please her dad. Like, there was a complex relationship there where she was trying to, like, get her dad's approval. And that was why... Jesus. That was why her and was it Darren Cross? That was his name? What was his name?
Yes, Darren Cross.
That was why they were simpatico to begin with, because they were both craving something that they never had, which was like the approval of this father figure. Sure. So I totally buy that from a father-daughter relationship. She wanted to be in the suit, but she also wanted him to tell her. Like, it was very important for him to say, you're the
and
one, I'm choosing you.
2018 independent wife, snap, 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 was just like, fuck that, take the suit and go. And I'm like, I really, she's way better than Paul Rudd. You're right. This is, she would be a better person.
I mean, there's a lot of plot holes in this one, not the least of which is, why did they have to have this incredibly elaborate plan to sneak him in when he could have just snuck him in his pocket?
No,
just throwing that out
there.
They
had to go through, like, the body scanners.
Body scanners would have picked up two life signs?
Yeah.
They didn't pick up the fucking tank he had in his pocket.
Now, why not shrink him and put him in the tank that apparently everyone thinks is just a tank?
Lead-based tank. Weird.
That's my favorite thing. Watching this movie, I remember when we were watching it together, and I kept leaning over and going, that's going to be important later.
Yeah.
All these fucking lingering close-ups on this keychain. I'm like, oh,
that was dope, by the way. That was you knew exactly what it was.
Right from the beginning, you're like, oh, he's got a tank.
What I thought was surprising about it, though, was when it pops out, it's got the fucking keychain aspect of it, too. Still attached to it. That was fun.
That was real fun.
Yeah.
So, Paul Rudd, a.k.a. the Ant-Man, is in on this job. He's gonna go do it. They're gonna go steal stuff. There's a funny safe. They gotta get in there. Blah, 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 blah.
Cool ass scene. Really enjoyed it. I loved him breaking in, using the ice and stuff.
Yeah,
heists are fucking cool.
Showing how smart he was.
We get like two heists in this movie.
Yeah,
dope.
We get in there. It's just the suit. He decides to take the suit, of course, but via an ant. Hank Pym is watching from his secret HQ.
Antony,
which was right next door, right?
His name was Antony.
Yeah, it was in the building. It was
it was like right next to
that. He could have just opened up the thing
and just been like, hey, you got it.
That was cool.
Yeah, no, I trust you on it, using his stuff.
But he wanted to see him play with the suit.
So they go back and they're mad. We probably went back to cross technology here. I forget. There's something.
We're shrinking lambs. I hate cross.
We keep
blowing up lambs.
Maybe that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I like that scene.
Popped up in the bathroom, like, as he opens the door and he's just standing there and he's like, oh shit.
Now, this
that's
was
what you get for peeing in a stall, man. That's how they sneak up on you.
That's how I got you. This is another one of those things where I'm like, okay, I get that we have to have a villain who's bad, but this guy's a psychopath.
But I mean, like, he just
thought it's because he was getting fucked with the stuff.
Was he?
Why? And, wait, and they made that
just dropped that out of the blue on us.
Out of nowhere.
And
she
then
was
he started
like,
crying, and I was like, I guess, fuck, this is really happening.
So it really did. That was one of those things on second viewing where I was like, this is a little weird. They're like, oh, you've been exposed to the particle, but he's never once been shrunk. Like, what is he playing with it? Like silly putty, mm-hmm. and no one can see him. He's like,
I buy that though, because like he's been experimenting and he's been trying
but
to.
But they hadn't developed
it
fully till like way later, so it was some weird. I just it being used around you makes you sick. That's not good.
That's psycho. Right? Yeah, that's not good.
That's
not a good
really
product.
Bad for well,
yeah,
Ant-Man.
No, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
because I know Michael Douglas alluded to the fact that he was fucked up about it too, but he wasn't psychotic. And
no,
I buy that maybe because his formula was different. Yeah, I thought he was just his body was just physically broken down by it.
I totally didn't like Cross. I didn't like anything about him.
I thought he was just too maniacal.
I liked him a lot. I thought he was a crazy asshole.
From my villains, we'll talk about this later on.
Ragu Bagu Vids.
$1,000.
Big shakeup, everybody, for the Patreon. Stay tuned.
Really?
Yeah, do me a favor, Kev. Put a countdown clock right here to when this is coming out. So people know.
Not even possible.
There was nothing cool about him. Like, with.
I love that actor.
Yellow Jack. Are you talking about Yellow Jack?
I'm talking about Cross mostly, the character. I just like, if you're going to be one way,
cool
like,
about Yellow Jack.
Try to be like at least funny. I don't know, man. I
love that actor since House of Cards. Yeah. I thought he was fun. He's just an unhinged.
Totally.
He's doing that thing where he puts his hand on people's shoulders.
Yeah. And he kept doing that so much. And he kept moving up higher and higher on people. I loved it.
Yeah,
I really value your opinion. Let's talk about this later.
Yeah, that was good. And then they like everybody looks at it and like, what? I thought he was putting something small on him.
That's what I thought too. I thought he was gonna go kick, and the guy shrinks down to nothing, and he just steps on him.
Damn, that would have been good too. Psychotic. Fuck.
Although
have you ever written a movie?
I have written movies before. Uh-huh. I'm talented. I like the part where he goes and shrinks a little lamb. I thought that was cute. I would keep a whole pet, like a whole farm of little animals, and then
I don't like how he flicked it.
Jeez.
Because first off, that seemed mean, and secondly, that seems like it hurt your finger.
No, he's fucking. He's a psychopath.
He was fine.
We have to establish that this guy is totally terribly bad.
Anyways, Paul Rudd says this suit. There's something to it. Puts the suit on. Fucks around. Engages. Guess what? He's small. He's in the bathtub now. Great and Penny's coming in here. He's gonna take a shower or some kind. Michael Douglas. He's talking into Paul Rudd's ear. Trial by fire or whatever. He's got to do this stuff. He falls through this crazy San Francisco apartment like you find anywhere in San Francisco where they have a nice shower, they're doing all this stuff, falls down here, they're doing a rave down here. Okay, cool, that's happening.
We saw the rave earlier too.
Did we? I didn't notice that.
When he was going up the stairs, there was just a fucking rave, and it's like, why is this 2-day long
rave? Those people standing
outside.
Nice, okay.
I didn't put that together. I saw it, I was like, why did they show us that? I had no idea it was the same place.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's funny.
We got a lot of cool stuff, him getting small. Him rolling around things.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I love all that shit.
Yeah, I like the rat. I didn't catch it until this time, but when he runs by the girl's shoes, mm-hmm. that she has the big platform shoes on that are glass, it like amplifies and you can see him for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really well done. The terrifying rat gave me nightmares.
Fucking
but I
horrifying.
Also love that you get a sense of how dense he is.
Yeah,
because as he like shoots through the floor,
he's cracking
like
tile
that. Yeah.
And he's doing it's stuff. Really cool. Yeah, you got an idea that was fun. That was cool.
His watching it with someone who has zero context for what Ant-Man is, his abilities are a little weird.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, so because my wife was watching, goes, but wouldn't it take him forever to run from point A to point B that small? And I was like, I think he can jump high.
Yeah, he can jump really far.
And then halfway through the movie, I realized that the power that's more terrifying wasn't being able to shrink people or make them bigger. It was the ability to control all the fucking ants in a house and have them fucking guard or kill someone. How did nobody figure that out? That's the actual true power that everyone should be. With a fucking hearing aid, he's like, oh, I just think it's like beep, boop, bop, and the ants can fucking bite people and kill people. That's terrifying. Think
You're
about
right.
that.
You're fucking
yeah,
right.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I'd rather like have that power to talk to insects.
I love it when jumping ahead when she's in the car and she's like, no. And he's like, all right, cool. And he just puts it on. And then just ants come out of her dashboard. I'm like, fuck,
ants
man.
Ants are everywhere. Think about that. Ants are in your shirt.
Your shirt's made of ants.
He falls onto a car and then gets big.
Yeah.
In that car.
Uh-huh.
We have Garrett Morris, who played Ant-Man in an SNL skit called Ant-Man at a Party 35 years ago. He was the first ever Ant-Man.
I knew it was
Garrett
Morris. I did not realize it was he had an Ant-Man connection. I'm not familiar with that skit.
Baby Driver.
Garrett Morris? Was he in Baby Driver?
Yeah, wasn't he the old man?
No.
I don't know.
The grandpa?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He might have been.
No.
I don't know.
I don't
know.
No. Look it up.
Look it up.
How much you want to bet?
$5 right now.
$5.
Cash. $5. Do it.
Shake my hand.
Shake my hand.
There's an Edgar Wright connection.
Here we go. Money.
I'll look it up. You guys start.
Dude, I'm waiting on the fucking answer. Baby Driver, who's the old man? It ain't Garrett Morris. I'm $5 richer.
What do you do with your $5?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with your $5?
I will see, man.
And give me a drum roll. Greg is right. It was not. This was an actor. This is the CJ inaugural
Garrett Morris
do
bet.
Do it now so we can see.
Go ahead and play me the Garrett Morris bet song, Andy.
Oh man, it's been a
so
really
he falls in the car.
Yep. And then I think he gets up. I don't remember this part. I don't know. He gets out of the
thing. He falls small and it goes.
Yeah. And then he gets big and then we cut to something. I don't know.
I think he goes and takes a suit back.
No.
He's like, fuck this shit. He runs it all the way back, puts it in the thing.
Does the exact same like cool parkour move. Now, why he can do parkour? Who cares?
He's a cat burglar. And then he comes back out. Guess what? Pa! Cops are there. The po-po is cool, Greg would call him.
The fuzz.
They've got him. They take him to jail. Guess what? You're in jail now. Mm. Oh, no. And the fucking terrifying Boardwalk Empire guy, who I'm pretty sure I've seen his dick in Boardwalk Empire.
And now we know he's a cop, right?
They mentioned it before.
Yeah, he is arguing with his ex-wife.
Yeah,
and
she's
like,
no, you're dating a cop or whatever. Yeah.
And then again, in an ex-wife character that's so well written, he was like, she was like, he provides stability. A guy that goes out and puts his life on the line every day and may or may not come home. Provide stability.
All I'm telling you, if for you guys who want to be the naysayers, is of course, she's attracted to men who do the right thing, but there's a way to do the right thing that doesn't end up with you in jail. Sorry, ho-ho.
Oh, I love it. He's ho-ho. Earlier we were saying
his
name's Kevin.
Just fucking choose one, because loves Christmas. Fine.
Cool, Greg, I need another beer. I'm only about 1/15 through this whole summer.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
I love these. Let it go. Let it last forever.
Let it ride. Thank you. So he takes Sue back, gets arrested, thrown in jail. And then guess what? Some ants come in or something, I think. No, that's not right. I'm jumping. Your lawyer's here. Who's my lawyer? Turns out it's Michael Douglas. He's still looking, but he's still hot. Mm-hmm. He comes in. He doesn't reveal who he is, but he's like, you know, basically, you got a choice. You can either be an idiot or you can go back to your cell and wait further instruction. What do you mean? He walks out. Oh my God.
The ants like go on the
ants are on the camera. So that's cool.
It's cool. Very cool. But you're telling me that the fucking cops are just going to let this happen? I don't buy that for 1 second.
Well, cops are overworked. Yeah, they're overworked.
They're just stupid.
Good
point. Cool. Solid.
Also, later it doesn't work. They have a picture of him. They're like, "Hey, Hank Pym came." Remember?
Yeah, it really is not that hard for them to figure that out.
Yeah.
Hey, I think the guy's lied to us. The guy from The Wire is like, I think his lawyer is Hank Pym, noted scientist. Like, it's very fucking weird.
Back to his cell he goes. I'm sure we got some cutaway to cross doing something. I don't fucking know. But guess what happens to him? Ants walk in. They got a mini suit. The suit blows up off camera. Suit gets big. There's the suit. You're going to put on the suit. The ants start counting down.
Dope.
Awesome.
Because Hank Pym is all over the place, apparently. You can see everything. He knows everything. But no, it doesn't matter. Guy from The Wire, you said?
Yeah, the guy from The Wire.
Because I don't know who this man is. He did not get enough dialogue or screen time.
Remember the Titans. Julius, linebacker. Yeah.
You are right. Yeah. Fuck me running. That was him. Shit. He's an adult now.
He was not Stringer. Yeah. I think he was Stringer.
No, Stringer Bell was
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
But he was the brother. He was the guy that was the original gangster.
Michael B.
I know.
Jordan.
No.
Anyways,
Michael B. Jordan doesn't fare well.
He puts on the suit. He shrinks down. Guy from Injustice or whatever the movie we just talked about was. See, he like does a double take, drops his coffee. I think I don't know. No, his like Pepto Bismol bottle doesn't matter.
Did it bother anyone that he had 10 seconds to put on the suit, and when it came back, he still had 5 seconds left? Like, that's way too quick. There's no way I get a suit on 3 seconds.
It bothered Jen as well.
Was way too fast.
You can go to French Canadians on Ant-Man for that on vids on Twitter.
Avon Barksdale.
And Stringer was the other one, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's out. He's running. They immediately freak the fuck out. They just freak the fuck out. 5-block radius, all this shit. I'm like, there's a fucking cat burglar, you know. I feel like this would be like Cool Greg escaping SFPD. Like, fuck, we'll get him next time. You know what I mean? Throw out a SWAT team in a helicopter.
Yeah, they're like, we have no idea where this guy's going to be every day on the morning show.
Yeah, exactly. But he gets out. He gets on Anthony, or the ant that will later be named Anthony. Mm-hmm. They fly away. We have a funny scene. He passes out because it's too high. It's too crazy being little ant man flying through the sky. But it was cool. I like that a lot. They're sticking to cars. They're not sticking to cars. They're getting on motorbikes, all this different stuff. He wakes up. He's in bed. Turns out he's in Michael Douglas's house. Evangeline Lilly there. She's not about this life. She's texting. Sure, she's like this. Got some really mean ants on the ground. Mm-hmm. Who then like just he can walk slowly. right? Whatever. He comes down. This is what's happening. We need you to be part of our team. We got to go steal some stuff. He's not going to steal. I'm not going to steal shit. I need you to steal shit. Funny little scene there.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, in that scene, I don't know if you guys remember the original trailer, but he goes, Scott, I need you to be the Ant-Man. And then it cuts. But in the trailer, he had a fucking great line where he's like, is it too late to change the name? And I don't know why they didn't keep that in the movie.
We're running long.
Nah, this is a movie that's like in and done. We're almost to the climax of the film right now.
Yeah, no, this movie does go by a lot faster than...
Yeah, because it's so much fun.
A lot of them.
Very fun movie.
Very fun.
Okay, yeah.
I like at that point, he's like, why don't we get the Avengers? And it's like always a good, important question to ask for these things. Yep. And I really enjoy, and this movie's in San Francisco, I like how it does feel different than a lot of the East Coast stuff that we've seen in all the rest of the MCU. And I like that they set that up with the Avengers being over there and also him not trusting him because of Stark.
That was a great...
The Stark line was really good.
And that's actually believable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time for a training montage.
Eventually, Lily, I always get her mixed up with Elizabeth Banks. Am I the only one?
Elizabeth Banks?
Very different.
You're definitely the only one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, they're totally different. They one's like, blonde, for Christ's sake.
They have like a similar mouth.
You're fucking... I hate you, Andy. I hate you so goddamn much.
I know those walls are just styrofoam, but go bang your head against those for a couple
minutes.
They have
a similar mouth.
No, bro, you're
wrong. Look it up.
How dare you? They're both angels.
I'm not training montage. We got to get you in tip-top shape here, Paul Rudd.
Great montage. Yeah, exactly. Showing off all the different ant types. Fucking loved it.
Ant types was fun. We got the fighting scenes. Evangeline Lilly punching him in the mouth. They're rolling around, tapping out, doing all this
stuff. That was a really funny moment. That, like, did you even see my hand?
Yeah, that was great. The movie's really funny.
I do hate the force exposition of Dad, you told me that Mom died because blah, blah, blah. Don't I? Like, I get that we need to learn that, but I just hate that, like...
Forced exposition. I heard force exposition.
Yeah, like, force sex.
What does that mean?
No, but those
that wasn't that force. Like I think they were just talking about. He's like, oh, she died in a plane, and it was her
mom. Oh, I love that shit. Are you kidding?
You didn't have that lie.
When it's revealed that he was the OG Ant-Man and the Wasp was the OG Wasp, and she died and all that shit, fucking love it.
But that's not what he means.
I don't hate the
he
means when Michael Douglas comes down is like, she died in a plane crash. And she's like, you've been telling me that lie forever.
It's like, what a weird conversation to have in front of Paul Rudd.
But it shows their strained relationship.
Yeah, but it's so it's one of those fucking things. And this is the stupidest trope in movies and in TV. And I swear to God, if I had power, I would just kibosh it right now. Stop fucking using I just did it to protect you as a story device. It's fucking horrible. They do it in The Flash every fucking episode. Someone bold-faced lies to their family to protect them, and guess what happens? Oh, they end up getting fucking attacked anyway because you're not supposed to fucking lie to each other. Like, I hate that line. That was the only thing that made me cringe. It was like, I did it to protect you. You've been fucking lying to me for 35 years to protect. Who are you gonna protect me from? I got a normal job, and I work with a guy that's a psychopath. So you're not doing it fucking right, bro. Sorry, I get heated.
This normal job followed by working with the psychopath.
But you know what I mean? Like, I do it to protect you. You're not doing a great job of it, Dad. Yeah. I work with this fucking guy that turns you into a pile of bio mush.
Ew.
That was stupid.
Also, as jelly. we've been caught up in the Paul Rudd set. Remember, Cross, he's working on his own shrink technology. He's got all this stuff. It's not 100% there. Then he does figure it out, and they're going to make the yellow jacket suit. Okay, cool. Catch up with that later. Training montage done. Paul Rudd can run and jump through keyholes, and it's fine.
Are you guys not going to talk about Paul Rudd's abs?
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry.
I missed him.
You missed
him?
3, 2, 1.
Oh. Were they born? Born in labs. Now it's time to rank those abs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth episode of Rank Those Abs podcast. My name is Nick Scarpino. I'll be your host today. With me is Flapjack, White Boy One, the founding member of the NRA, Mr. Nitro Rifle.
What's up, Nitro Rifle Association?
Ho ho.
I thought we were going to go with Kevin.
I'm going to put.
Can I not be White Boy? Can I be Twinkie so we can be Ho Ho?
Yeah, you
Twinkie.
Can be Twinkie and Ho Ho, sure.
Ho Ho and Twinkie? Fuck
but you
yeah.
still have to be Twinkie_1 just in case there's another Twinkie.
Oh, man, I really hope some fan art of us as a Twinkie and Ho Ho come
now.
In. Because I'm very excited for that.
I will rank Paul Rudd's abs. He's mid-tier. He looked great.
Highway mid-tier? Fucking robbery.
Highway robbery.
Dude, when you're ranking abs against...
He's cranked like this? Oh, my God.
He was fucking shredded. But I don't think he was more shredded than Guardians of the Galaxy Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
and
he was.
And he's nowhere close.
He's nowhere close
to Hemsworth jacked.
No. What? No, okay.
He's nowhere close to Michael B. Jordan jacked.
He is a smaller guy with less muscle, so that's why he looked more shredded.
Yeah, he's skinny as fuck. He's shredded.
Yeah, like there was less body mass there. Right?
Sure, yeah.
So they were popping. We saw every fucking vein
I've
in
seen
there,
Greek
man.
Statues Beautiful. That, like, you know, had this level of detail. It was...
Look, I can't remember
what you know about Nick and his thoughts on abs. It is, you need the girth. You need
you
the
gotta
size.
You got to have fucking volume.
Being sleek is just, that's
so,
too
Nick,
easy.
You are
yeah, you're right, you're
quantity
right.
over bulk. Quality? Is that
I'm
what you're
quality
saying?
Quality and quantity, which Chris Hemsworth had both, all three times you see his abs so far.
The third time he has the most.
Well, no, go watch Ragnarok. Jesus fuck.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Is that spoilers. The third time?
I watched it again.
Did he take off his shirt in Avengers?
Yeah. In Ragnarok?
No.
Yeah, he took off both Thors. Both Thors.
He's not, he's
okay,
fashions.
Yeah, so I was saying the third one. So the third one he takes off his shirt is Ragnarok. I was agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're right. Okay. We're both right. Right. Well, as a founding yeah. member of Rank Those Abs, you get a vote in this.
I meant to say grown, not born in labs.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously, dude.
They're gonna.
You're
know
so off, and I blame you. It to the pot on the pot brownie. It's the pot brownie's fault.
Blame
maybe.
It to the pot.
Blame it to the pot. This podcast
so
is
so where do these,
stupid.
Where do they rank?
I don't know. I don't even have a list. Let's move on.
He's trained. He's ready to go. Let's do the mission. Oh, no. We need extra people. We're going to go
they
get.
They moved up the timetable. Is that what's happened?
I forget what the reason
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Because he figured it out. They got to like
he figured
move
it out.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And they put everything on extra security.
Yeah, Cross came over and he had black gloves on and then they weren't on. And he was like, it was very OJ about it. And then like, yeah, they used the ants to control in the move. Oh, we got the reveal of, yeah, the original. As soon as he said, don't fuck with the regulator, like, well, clearly this is going to come back happened. In this movie and it's happened before. That's what happened to the mom.
You go subatomic.
I thought it was a great scene. And seeing the montage of her kicking ass, yep, them kicking ass together,
yeah,
it's very
yeah.
fucking cool.
I the find fact it, that she has wings, too, so cool.
I find it weird, though, that during the training montage, they decided to do hand-to-hand combat, which is like, how long has this lasted? Because it seems like
it's days,
it's useless
hours
to just do three training sessions with hand-to-hand combat. You're like, what are you doing? What are you,
right.
what are you
trying
to do
her
here?
Move later, so
sure.
it wasn't that useless.
Yeah, I mean, she had a great hip throw, you know, which sure. is, which was cool.
I think you, as someone who's in the martial arts, understand that there's really only three or four different angles punches can come from.
Exactly.
So if you can counter yeah. one, you counter them all.
I'm just mystified that that's not the level of training that I've gotten into yet. Mm.
You've
been
trained with Evangeline
2 years in,
Nick, you
still
go,
figuring it out.
Like, for an hour at a time. He was there for several days.
That's
you
true.
You didn't
understand?
Fucking run, you didn't run with ants.
And when they're connected, did, man, it multiplies it. You know what I mean?
I love they threw that in there. He's like, she's an expert in martial arts. She trained during a particularly rough time. Yeah, when my mom died. Oh, okay, cool. So you trained real hard at martial arts.
Well, yeah,
arts.
And then that's where he's like, yeah, it was a plane accident. See, I feel like that
it was weird.
All, I liked
just brought it.
It
all together.
I didn't like it. I mean, I just thought it was fine.
Timetable's pushed up. Cross is going yellow jacket crazy the next day. All right.
No, we missed. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I don't. What, you,
okay. Wait,
I
have a little journey.
Did we get to the Avengers? Cameo.
No, they're about to do that. They have to do the heist sooner.
I think he skipped it.
No, we did skip it. You're right. We
yeah,
did skip it.
Then, so they sent him over to an old abandoned Stark.
Stark research. Or not even storage.
And, it's the Avengers, bro. And I fucking love it because when you go and you hear the Avengers theme for a second, and he goes, it looks like no one's home. It's like, no, someone's home. And it's fucking Falcon. When I watched this movie in theaters,
I remember
that. I
was that
like,
was awesome.
Holy shit. I did not know he was in this.
Was so
this
cool.
is fucking great.
So
this universe is awesome. The whole scene was fucking great. Him calling him the Pelican. Awesome. Love that.
We also saw that same facility at the end of Avengers 2.
Yeah.
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 So it was like, oh man, it's so well knit together, this universe.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome. He was great in it too, Falcon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fucking love that scene where he's like, he realizes he's lost and he's like, under no circumstances.
I really appreciate if Cap didn't know about this.
Never knew about
yeah,
this.
Yeah. It's awesome. That was so really good. Fun. So great fight scene too.
Also, it's hilarious that Ant-Man, like right before they start fighting, he's like, hey, my name's this and that. Here's all the info. Yeah.
It's like, did he just say his name?
Well, no, it was great because it was a very like rational thing, right? Of like, I always make fun of Batman v Superman for it, right? Of like, why doesn't he just tell Batman when he shows him? And like, it would be like I feel like Paul Rudd is such a great everyman in this movie of like, cool, you're thrust into this superhero world, kind of this weird thing where he is just like saying the things that would have been my first reaction too. Just like, I'm a huge fan. You guys are awesome. I'm trying to save the world too. Can I get this thing?
This you know what it's like. Awesome. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. There's such a great scene. Totally great. Probably one of the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah. I agree.
They get the thing. Then they come home, cross it there, blah, blah, blah. Push up the timetable. We bring in the idiots. They make some more waffles. Everything's having fun. More amazing scenes here.
Mm-hmm.
We should have had these guys together the whole time. I hope an Ant-Man and Wasp are there the whole time. Have a great time.
I don't get scared. Remember?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I thought Daddy didn't get scared. yeah, and they're running around. They give Xanax, all this different stuff.
He's got the, he does. Michael Peña has all the great lines of this where he's like, hey, thank you for having us over. It's not too often that you get invited back to the house that you just robbed.
You just robbed this place.
Fucking so good.
And I love that he doesn't stop smiling the entire
the whole
time.
Movie.
He's just, that's his character.
You know who he reminds you of? Danny Juarez.
I can see that.
Danny Juarez, for sure.
We need to, not too late for this one, but we need to get Danny Juarez and then for an Easter egg. Before we should, since no one else will do it, we should do where we bring Danny Juarez in and he recaps all the MCUs and reviews leading up to Age of Ultron.
Like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's time to do the job, I think, right? When everybody's fine, I'm going to go do the job. Paul Rudd goes back to see his daughter one last time because he has to fight for something. Of course, that was key to him being able to clear his mind, control the ants, do that, Jeff. So it's time for the assault on cross technologies. What's happening?
Just saying, like, again, you have the ability to talk to ants and make them gigantic. And this is not the thing you're trying to sell to people.
That's like, a real smart idea. The way the you fucking, said that, I never like, thought about that.
Think
part.
About
why
an
not
army
a
of ants
thing?
That there are literally countless numbers of these soldiers on the planet. They just keep making them. Make them big, send them over to Iraq. We win the war.
At some point, we get a scene with Cross like talking to different people about like different potential buyers of the tech. And one of them has a 10 rings tattoo.
Oh.
So that's cool.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think the problem with your theory there is that that would be a PIM thing. Yeah. Whereas I think Cross
right.
was very much hung up on the shrinking tech. And I don't know, even since they didn't really have the exploits of Ant-Man, the Ant-Man, as I keep calling them, did they understand?
No, they would not have. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I were to deal with this, I'd be like, I'm less worried about this guy selling a suit that he's going to make money off of and more worried about the fact that at any given time, you could mobilize an entire army of ants to assassinate someone. That's terrifying.
Giant ass ants.
Big ants, which I love at the end, by the way. We'll get there.
Big ants.
I'm just being facetious. I just find it.
You are the best ant in now. When an ant walks in with an enemy face.
It just, to me, that was one of the weird things that, like, I hate to use this term, but in writing, they call it double mumbo jumbo, where you're like, it's believable that you can shrink people and yeah. make people big. It's also a little weird when you introduce another thing like that where you have to also buy the fact that this guy can fucking control ants with his brain.
I mean, that's a weird, I mean, it's similar with Spider-Man when you really think about it, where it's like, oh, like he can stick to walls, he got bit by a spider, but he made the webs. I always thought that was weird.
Well, that kind of works,
Sam
though.
Sam Raimi, God bless his soul, fixed everything.
I'm Team Organic, and I know that's not a popular opinion.
He felt it, what he needed to mix together. We've always known that.
The whole talking to ants
can't come anymore.
Really reminded me of the whole ants thing. Really reminded me of Last Jedi and teaching Rey how to learn the Force. Like that, it's the same
she
sort
just,
of bullshit.
Well, he didn't
just
teach
like,
how to use the Force. She just knew it.
Research your like. I got feel the same
the
sort
rocks.
Of vibes. I was kind of like,
you feel the rocks.
Clear your mind.
Feel the rocks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, to argue that point, Yoda taught Luke how to use the Force in like 10 days too. So it's
a lot of people think that was 3 months. That's a fact.
That makes more sense.
So we go there.
I just clear.
To Cross Technologies for this kickoff party where they're gonna sell the suit. They're going to show the suit. They're going to do something with the suit. They got the suit. And you know, you got the clowns outside. Paul Rudd jumps out, opens the door, totally revealing himself. They're going to be looking at this door getting flung open that is Ant-Man. Then he shrinks down, drops in the grate. Millions of ants coming out. Personally, I just would have shrunk myself before I opened the door.
I thought that as well. Or had them open the door.
Yeah, exactly. He's going in underground. They're going to pressurize the tubes inside, get him out that way. Inside, we got T.I. and Computer Guy. They're going to do their stuff out there, dressed like janitors. Inside, we got Peña. He's walking around being just
whistling
funny
Small
awesome.
World.
Don't whistle, and he whistles Small World. Yeah, exactly. The boss said to come down here and check on everything. I'm checking everything. I'm the boss. Oh, and he just fucking knocks him out. So this heist is going on again, as you're talking about. You love heists. You're getting another heist for you. They're moving through, and Paul Rudd's using all the ants he's learned, all the different kinds of ants. I like when he calls out their names, and he's just like, whatever, tiramisu, I don't remember what you're called. And like the ants drop and bite the guy, and Peña puts him in there, and da-da-da-da. Then outside, the cops show up. Dude from Remember the Titans, dude from Boardwalk Empire. They're going to arrest Hank Pym. This is a fly in the ointment nobody wants. Hank Pym's almost going aside. They stop him. They're going to arrest him and ask him some questions. Hank's like, if I don't go in there, people are going to die. He's like, that's dramatic. Then T.I. throws himself on the grenade, runs over there, steals the cop's car. They all freak out and run away. Pym goes inside. Great. Pym gets pulled away by Cross. They get the presentation. The suit works. Guess what? I'm going to sell it to bad guys. Oh, no. 10 Rings guy's there. So is the old 80s villain guy that was from there from earlier.
Clear bad guy.
Clear bad guy. They're in their Hydra. They say they're Hydra. Okay, cool. Good for you.
Another good like moment where it's like, oh, it's not like... What was it?
Hydra. He's like, Hydra's different now.
Yeah. They're not the ones you remember.
They're not the same ones you remember. They stand for different things now.
I think that's like the only thing that I like that Cross did in this movie. It was like that line.
Yeah.
That was just, I really like, I enjoyed the way he delivered that. I thought that was really cool.
Cool.
It's just one of those things though, when as he talks, as this stuff progresses, you're like, I don't understand how you thought you were going to get away with any of this stuff. Especially as when the shit kicks off, he goes from zero to fucking nuclear and just starts like shots fired. There's cops in the lobby. We know that. Like there's a bunch of security. Everyone's just going to be cool with this guy fucking assassinating people in this building in America. But I don't know.
was very weird.
It could just be that it was the actor that I didn't like, but like if you put Sam Rockwell in this role, that would have been awesome.
He's already knocked out of the park in this MCU.
You're right.
Anyways, we're doing the heist. We're doing all sorts of stuff. It's all going flawlessly. The answer making electricity. Everybody's having great. Peña's doing all his funny stuff. Great.
Anthony dies at some point.
We're not there yet. Yeah.
That's the helicopter.
Paul Rudd's going to drop in. The laser's got to be turned off. The cops are back to arrest the guys in the van. It's all very tense, but he has a space bar.
Give me one second.
Lights turned off. Ant-Man falls. Gets in there. And then I guess what's his trap? He's got him. And I'm like, all right, why doesn't he just get big? All right, cool. He's going to keep punching at the jumping at the glass. He can't break the glass. All right. Then people get draw guns in there. Eventually,
if he gets big in a space that's small but like won't expand, sure. Wouldn't that just crush him?
Yeah, he'll die.
Yeah, isn't that how he exactly gets out of it in 5 minutes?
No, he takes his little choo 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 choo.
Oh yeah, you're right, right. That's on me. That's on me. Sorry, I forgot about that. So yeah, there are guns. He pops out. Yeah, I'm Ant-Man. And everyone's like, no.
I thought you were gonna go.
His mandibles go off. No, they all fight. People start getting shot. Michael Douglas is shot. Cross runs away. Hydra dude grabs the fuel.
He grabs the fuel. So he gets away with the fuel. We never see that again. He actually runs away. Yeah, he's done.
Okay. So he gets away. I don't remember.
I assume that's what Ant-Man Wasp picks up on. Trying to track that down from Hydra or whatever
it is. That's cool.
Yeah, because he gaffles it and runs. We never
see
him again.
Okay. Cross runs away. They give chase. All the ants are coming. This is when he starts shooting at him and somehow only shoots Anthony.
Wait. But there was that great scene where he's in the lab, like trying to run away, and he runs through that little like styrofoam version of the cross technology building, and it looks incredible. And then we zoom out, and his buddy Peña
comes in and knocks him out.
They do that so much.
Yeah,
we're the good guys.
And I expected it to get old and not good, but I loved it every time.
Every single day, so cool.
Everything smaller, the super action, cut zoom out, audio. I loved it every time.
They've also nuked the servers, which is important to note because after they nuked the servers, they light up a bomb. That not only destroys the entire building, it renders it, it takes it down into a fucking black hole. Yeah. So why you would need to nuke the servers, beyond me on that one.
Mm. Sure.
They're like, let's kill this.
To take something offline so that he could do the security, so he could get
it. I thought he was trying to erase all of it.
You're right. It was so that they can get rid of that laser grid he was trying to go through.
No, that's why I had to hack into it. Once he was done, he had to go, the ants had to go out and kill everything. And he was like, you go there. Let's nuke these servers. And then they electrocute the servers to wipe all the data off of them. And then they turn the building into a fucking black hole that sucks itself in like the end of Poltergeist.
He's right.
No, because he's already inside the building when that happens. I see, because he has to get into the cage thing.
He has to get in the cage, and he has the ants do the electrical thing.
Yeah, they do
right before he jumps down.
Right, good point.
And then he jumps, and he's like, wait. And he's like, what do you mean, wait? Another great moment.
But again,
so many fun moments in this damn movie.
Yeah, I guess, you'd have to get the suit. But the suit, I don't know. It just seemed weird. Like, there's a lot of different legs to this plan that I'm like, I see where this is fun. I'm on this ride. You're welcome for that. Eight legs. Yeah. No, six legs.
Six.
Ants. Continue. Sorry.
Anyway.
And then he dies, which is really sad.
Anthony gets
second
shot
today. Worst ant death of all time.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
God, that was a tragic
fucking
one.
Scorpion.
Holy
Why
shit.
They have scorpions in their backyard is beyond me.
Dude. It's in their nature. He's dead. They're super more angry. They run in. They go up to the helicopter. I'm sure you guys love an answer because you fucks got answers for everything, right? I did not understand. Well, I understood Peña's. That guy knocked out. I got to get him out. This whole place got. Didn't you also knock out a bunch of people in the shootout? Mm-hmm. Why is this one motherfucker a big deal?
Let me be honest. If they weren't cool with the cops, they would go down as domestic terrorists. And they would have killed a lot of people. They killed a lot of people in that fucking building.
You think they killed a lot of people?
Well, he knocked five dudes out
Why is the one dude specialer than the other?
I think the assumption was those other guys woke up and were like, shit's going down. We got to get out of this building. But that one guy's like, get smashed into fucking oblivion.
Jesus Christ.
That's how reality is warping.
I guess that makes sense. Sure. I don't think all those guys woke up in time.
I think that was the implication of hey, he's a good guy. No one's dying in this. Don't worry. Because if they had left that guy in there, there might be just some level of hey, did they just fucking kill a bunch of people in this explosion? And that's not good. You can't do that. So
you can't actually.
Whatever you want.
Captain America and Grandma Miller killed a lot of people.
We're not sure which
ones. I want fan art of Captain America, Grandma Miller.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Search Grandma Miller. You'll find photos.
Will you?
I don't think so.
It's just
focus, focus.
Imagine so the body type of Andy Cortez, but an old white woman. That's close enough.
Yeah. I paint a nice visual picture.
Just put a Estelle Getty on my head.
I can use Estelle Getty. Anyways, that's an easier.
Oh yeah, you just use Estelle Getty. Yeah, that makes sense.
You didn't have to like.
She looks a lot like Estelle Getty with Andy's face, only it's got Estelle Getty's face. That's who she is.
All right. Guess what? Let's deploy the tank we've been teasing forever.
Right.
It's not a keychain. Tank smashes through the wall of PIM particles there, comes on down.
Way too high, right? Like, that came out.
Oh,
like,
the tank would be totally fine. Yeah. But still a cool thing. And I like the cop, Paxton, being like, and now there's a tank. That was funny. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Upstairs, Cross is on the helicopter. They're all making their run for it. Ant-Man gets on there and he's punching and shit. I don't remember anymore if he got on there right away. I think they might have flown away and they got another flying ant and then he got on that way.
No, I think he like catches on and like turns big and is hanging off the side and like getting shot at and then turns small and jump back.
Get in there. Another great fight scene as they all mishmash through. You talking about how insane it is somebody got a suit on that quick. Cross put on the fucking yellow jacket. Yeah.
That suit is fucking awesome.
Fucking dope.
Fucking stupid.
You don't like the suit?
I love it so much.
It's all CG.
I thought it was fine.
It's whatever. And it's like, as soon as he puts it on, it's just that, why does every Marvel movie have to be like this?
Fight
yourself.
Fighting yourself, but I thought the suit was fucking dope as hell looking.
I just didn't like that. I think they should have done away. Like, it should have been more practical, and they should have done away with me being able to see his face. Like, I can see his eyes through it, and I'm like, this is clearly just a computer layer put over this thing. Like, this doesn't look real at any point. Doesn't matter, though. I'm getting caught up in it. When he shrinks down and they fight in the suitcase, an amazing fucking
love
scene.
Love it. Music playing.
Yeah, yeah. The series stuff, that was really funny and different.
An explanation for the music playing,
it's
too.
It's so creative, the way they used all this, the small properties and all these different things.
That's why I really love this movie. It's like, the fight scenes, I don't think, stand apart from any of the other movies, but the added element of everything being small, like, is just an extra way for the people, like, you know, doing the choreography. It just gives them more creativity, room for creativity.
I think that the fight scenes stand out in the sense that, like, it seems like there was more thought put into him in the, like, when they're playing, they're fighting in the suitcase or when they're fighting in the
train.
The train.
Which is amazing.
I think that added so much more.
Again, I thought it was just a cool way of, at this point, where this is our 13th movie in the MCU, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen so much epic, crazy shit that I liked, again, for this everyman movie. It was like, all right, cool, they're fighting in a suitcase. They're fighting with this. And it is that great scene of when, I'm jumping ahead, but like when he's about to get run over by Thomas the Train, he's like, and they cut back.
And, and what's funny about that is, Andy was saying that they do that a lot in this movie, and it never gets old. No matter how many times I see that, even though it was in every trailer they fucking had, it's still funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's because you just, in that moment, you forget the scale of things. Yeah.
So good.
So anyways, they fall out of the helicopter. They land in a pool. People are having a barbecue. I don't know where these motherfuckers live that they got this nice-ass fucking backyard in San Francisco, but good for you. You know what I mean?
Fucking maybe they were East Bay. Who knows? Marin?
I'm pretty sure.
Pym wasn't in San Francisco.
It was on Treasure Island.
Yeah.
But why would they fly that way to then fly this way?
They're in San Francisco probably.
It doesn't matter.
Because you figure the San Francisco PD picked them up. True. So right there. Checkmate, Greg. No, actually, it's Lawless.
It's a no man's land. 100 people thrown off.
It's Battle Royale.
The fight continues a little bit longer there. Then we get Yellow Jacket knocked into the Bug Zapper. Very cute, very funny. At this point, though, Paxton and his partner show up. They arrest Paul Rudd. They're jerks. They take him, put him in the back. He gets knocked out. Or he gets stun gunned. He gets put in the back. He's knocked out. He wakes up in the back. They're having, what's going on? You got to help me. Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not going to help you. I'm a jerk. Okay, cool. And then it turns out that there's a disturbance at the house of Paxton, which is, of course, where the little girl is, the big little girl. She's there.
I hate you guys so much. I meant like she's a teen now, you know?
Yeah, we'll give her your ho-ho. You're Twinkie. She's Snowball. Snowball's there, right? Just round and plump.
Yeah. Just a big, fat Snowball.
She's none.
She's adorable. One of the best actors.
We're so close. Just focus.
Anyways, though, snowballs are delicious. They rush to the house. They're going to do it. And they get there, and Paul Rudd leans over, puts his helmet on, shrinks it up. He's Ant-Man, if you didn't know. And he gets out to go in the house. Paxton runs up there. Guess what? Yellow Jacket's already up there. He's being bad. He's got. He want the girl's like, I want my daddy. He's like, I want your daddy too. Which is a great one. The cinematic or whatever.
No context.
r/ cinematic over there has been putting up MCU out of context lately, and that was one they put up a few weeks ago. And I was like, that's a great one. Eventually, Ant-Man gets up there. They start fucking fighting and shit. They do the thing with the thing, and they're falling through. And the little girl sees her dad getting big, small, all this crap, fighting Thomas Tank Engine's there. Thomas Tank Engine gets real big, flies out of the house. That's fun. An ant gets big. That's fun.
I love that.
Really, just a great scene. Everything's happening here is just great. Fun. Everybody's enjoying themselves. Everybody's enjoying themselves quite a bit here. And then the Peña and friends show up. Another great fucking scene for them. It's like our friend Scott's there.
He needs us.
Yeah, and they pull up, and the cops all turn. And he's like, back it up. And they let it go too long.
Yeah,
which I love.
But that's what it's so good.
And you can clear it's all ad lib, probably. It was
back.
Keep on
back. Just keep going.
Back it up.
I love that it goes on way too long. That's
such a good scene.
That's such humor that I fuck with, you know.
And then he's like, I gotta go sabotage.
Paxton comes up and puts himself between the Yellow Jacket and Paul Rudd's small, and he's fighting him, and he can't get in because there's titanium, idiot. And then he's gonna go subatomic, and he goes subatomic, and he goes in there, and he fucking pulls it.
Weird interstellar scene.
Yeah, all the shit's exploding on the back of Yellow Jacket, and then
which makes Yellow Jacket go right.
He does the small thing
that
too.
That was terrifying.
Yeah,
what a way to die in front of his daughter.
Yeah, daughter
too.
Terrified.
So she got
life.
To witness his arm like enter his.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
She likes ugly things.
Subatomic scene was really
Snowball
cool.
Snowball can take it.
Like, it was weird, but weird enough that I was into it.
Yeah, exactly.
It looked like a fucking Windows screensaver.
No, but
you
not
go home
at first.
Tonight, watch it again on this brownie. You're gonna really see some shit. You know what
they
I mean?
They went through all the levels of like atomic, subatomic, all that stuff, like quantum in the quantum space. But one of the things I thought was really cool for 1 second, you saw one of those
outline of a body.
Oh, the water bears.
The water bears.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, that was
what's
smart.
A water bear?
It's like the world's smallest.
It looks like
creature that can live in space.
It looks like the caterpillar from Bug's Life.
That helps me out a lot.
Yeah. It does.
But with a bear's face.
Gotcha. The bear's face.
Well, there were some. Silhouette
there's
of a body.
Easter egg of like for a split second you see another it's Wasp in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you think he's gonna go get her?
I mean, I was reading a whole bunch of whack job ass rumors.
Well, it's like funny.
She got out already.
Do you think she's ghost?
Do you think she's
new
Haley
weird
Atwell?
Character like phases through shit? Just think about that.
Where do you know ghost from?
From Waspman and
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah,
Waspman and
yeah.
Oh, like the trailer has that now?
Yeah. You think that weird character has the cool like ant looking. Mask on?
It's dope.
Well, I totally missed the
Ghost like totally looks like a fucking... The first time I saw that screenshot, it looked like a screenshot from Star Wars Clone Wars, like animated show. It looks like the suit looks like such CGI.
It's early on. We'll see.
They did a great job,
but
though.
I thought that's because there was some weird phasing thing going on with the suit.
Even in the movie, I liked that when they showed a photo of Michael Douglas, young Evangeline Lilly, and then the mom had like a big hat on. So it's like, oh, she's just a white chick. That's all we need to know about her.
Yeah, okay, cool. We're going to save the casting for later because at some point this will be a thing.
Yeah, exactly. He goes in there, hears the daughter's voice, takes out one of the little ninja stars, puts it in the regulator. I don't know if this would really work. I don't know this technology. Shuts it, makes himself big. Jen's watching this like, how would he control how big he is? There's no regulator. I'm like, that's a great point, babe. I don't understand. I don't
know. Take a shot in the dark.
And she's like, as he's throwing all this stuff, it's just random how big things are getting. I'm like, it is, but it's a comic movie, so let's just keep going. He comes back out, hooray. Preston or whatever, Petey, he's like, oh my God, you weren't such a bad guy, I guess. You're the Ant-Man. And then the cops come up, Ant-Man's small over there, because they got to keep hiding him for now. I'm winking. And then that's the end of that part. And then we jump out there, and they had dinner. And at dinner, they're eating mac and cheese. It looked very good. No lie to you.
Never eaten it.
I know you haven't. You need to get on this. Tonight, stuff, on this magic roundy, you have some fucking...
So, we're going to talk about the big ant, right? That's under the table that she feeds.
Yeah,
the
great. Terrifying. What do you eat her
does
hand?
Anybody
know
that this technology exists outside? Like, sure, yes, a giant train popped out, but like, does the public know that this technology
keep
is a thing?
Well,
because
fucking
nice make the ant small again. What are you trying to do?
Yeah, no, that was a takeaway I would have had too, as well. Of like, this seems dangerous.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's no lingering thoughts, I don't think, from Paul Rudd to the ant's brain.
No,
saying like, don't eat my daughter's hand.
Yeah,
but maybe there is.
Make it small
again. But I think, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The ant didn't eat the kids either, so maybe we have ants
and
wrong.
It could have. It could have.
It's true. Maybe when you're the size of an ant, it views you as an equal. And it just wants to take care of you.
How
maybe
cool
the ant realized they had a grate at this house. Huh. This kid's feeding it. It doesn't have to go out and fucking lift shit anymore.
Weird missions where you're going to die.
Imagine if we had a cameo from Rick Moranis in this movie.
That would have been good.
Yeah, he's not.
Coming back.
Been real good.
He'd have to come back, yeah.
He could do it, though.
He'd have to come back.
Well, he quit. Yeah. He quit, actually.
Yeah, he quit, actually.
The kid's grown.
They're old
point,
now.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
He'd have to come back. Come back. That's it.
Yeah, Michael Douglas, we catch up with him in something, I'm sure. He's convalescing. That's right. He's convalescing and talks to Scott Lang about being the Ant-Man or whatever. You're a good guy. I don't know. Fucking
and jumping off that, it's cool that this movie is like Scott Lang is Ant-Man. Like, you know, and Hank Pym did exist as Ant-Man, but he's old. That's the past thing. First time we've seen that in the MCU where they're not jumping off on
the original
straight origin, which I thought was cool. That thing they
handled. Do you think
really
we're
going to
see like an Ant-Man prequel?
No way.
All right.
Cameron,
get up. They leave. He opens the door. They're making out. Scott Lang.
Yeah, they are. Really
funny scene there, too, where it's her idea. I don't know what's wrong with her. Leaves. You're full of shit. I know. That's great. That was funny. I like setting up that dynamic of how.
You're full of shit, Scott. Wait, was that a good Michael Douglas?
Do it again.
Thanks. You're full of shit, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, I got bad.
You're full
of
shit, Scott.
That's how it is.
Scott. Yeah.
Catherine Zeta Jones.
That's what I'm saying. I married her.
The Mandarin?
Mandarin came to the party.
So then we got another mission from Peña's character who runs us through. Anna pops up, YouTube star.
Anna Akana, yeah.
Yeah. She's in there. I remember that being a big deal. I tweeted her about it. She responded to that tweet after we saw the movie, so no big deal. I'm kind of a big on the internet. And it gets back to Falcon.
Kind
of.
That's where we get the Stan Lee cameo.
Yep.
Where you see him go, yeah, crazy, stupid, fine.
Yeah. And then it works all the way back to where. He tell the girl, tell the bartender, tell it to just tell me because he knew I was tight with Ant-Man. And he said, yes.
He said, yeah.
And then ended and Jen's like, what? And I'm like, it's not a thing. Don't worry. It's not like it's setting up Civil War. Don't worry about it.
So funny. And then, they're like, we know a guy and it's obviously we even see him doing the classic fucking with the hat on, which means I'm incognito. They make a reference to Spider-Man, which I thought was cool.
We got a guy with webs now, or we got a guy that swings. We got a stick with
walls. Yeah.
You got to be more specific.
Being in the movie theater, like, oh shit.
Like, it's happening, guys.
Did that go in his drink?
Did it?
I thought it hit there.
I went into that thing.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Audio listeners.
Yeah, and that's
what
the end. Here's more stuff. Edgar Wright was involved. Credit. And then it's Michael Douglas and Evangeline Lilly, and he's like, it's about time. You know, whatever. There's a prototype suit that me and your mom worked on, and it's the Wasp suit. And she goes, it's about time.
And yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and it was about time. This would have been helpful probably throughout this entire mission. Anyways. It's credits. Brought to you by Disney. And then we get to the end, and it's a scene from Civil War of old Bucky with his arm in his of ice. Falcon there. Captain America.
I know a guy.
And he's talking about Ant-Man.
Because we know he's
And Jen was like, why would he think to jump to Ant-Man? I'm like, Jen, this doesn't matter. Stop asking questions like that. He needs other heroes.
Yeah.
You need to keep your fucking wife in line.
Whoa!
Seriously,
she didn't enjoy this movie. That makes me sad.
No, she enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, why would she have so many critiques? Let it go. It's a comedy, for God's sakes.
That was the thing. Right. At some point when we were stopped for something else, I was like, you have to understand this is phase three pretty much, right? Or is it phase
three? No, this is the start of phase three.
This is the start of phase three. I'm like, this is where they start getting weird. This is the one where they were like, this is a comedy.
Oh, no,
I
think it might be the end of phase two.
Exactly.
Phase two.
Yeah. But I'm like, this is where they start getting weird. And this is the first one they're like, just be a comedy. They're like, just be a comedy.
Yeah. I think the thought was like, why is phase two event like,
why does it end with
Avengers?
Yeah.
It's just because I think it might just be how they announced the movies. I think that is a big reason why. Because remember when they did the Phase 3 announcement, we had already heard about Ant-Man. So I think that when they went forward,
they still could have retroactively. That's going to be Phase 3. See you guys later.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know,
it's definitely fucking
Paul
weird.
Paul Rudd, awesome dude.
What a guy.
I like if there's anybody in Hollywood that I would want to be, it'd be Paul Rudd. Because he's in Marvel, right? Pretty big role, right?
He's in the Clueless.
Small nothing role. Huge. Pretty small role. Nice.
He was great in Clueless, too.
But, so yesterday, Robin and I put on fucking Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's like, Paul Rudd could just pop up in any movie as a cameo and have fun and be a silly actor. And
he's
it's like,
hey, man.
Oh, Paul Rudd's in this movie. You know, I love that shit. I'm so jealous of him. He's so cool, dude.
He's really
you guys
want to
do a little Ragu Bagu?
Let's do.
Oh, my God.
Da-na-da-da-da-down.
Ragu.
Da-na-da-da-da-down.
Bagu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ragu Bagu Vids. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RaguBaguVids. Remember, a big change to the Patreon coming. Kevin, put a countdown timer right here. Let me update you on where we have ranked all the villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going to start with the worst, go to the best. Number 12, These Fucks from Thor 2. Number 11, Abomination from Hulk. Number 10, Ronan from Guardians. Number 9, Loki from Thor. Number 8, Obadiah from Iron Man. Number 7, Tony Mandarin / Aldrich Killian from Iron Man 3. Number 6, Sam Rockwell and Mickey Rourke in Iron Man 2. Number 5, Red Skull. Number 4, Ultron in Age of Ultron. 3, Hydra in Captain America, Winter Soldier, but it says we. Number 2, Loki in Avengers. And number 1, Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther. Andy Cortez, co-president of Ragu Bagu Viz, where do you want to rank Cross?
Why are you so close?
I would put Cross, because I have to look at the list. I would put Cross above Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I have no argument, and the motion passes. That puts him at number 10.
What? That's too low.
He's a fun villain. He's not a great villain.
I don't know Obadiah. If he's
fun. No! Stop underselling Obadiah. He did something.
This guy's way better than fucking Obadiah.
He did something we had never seen before in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You're right.
Be a villain?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can say whatever we want.
In fact, it was so good that pretty much all the villains that come, like, after him do the same thing where they're like, oh, I like your power, I'll do that.
A little bigger, though.
So as you remember, Andy.
Anthony.
Anthony's what I was getting hung up on saying. For a while now, we've been saying, if you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny,
yeah, I remember.
Give us 1,000 buckaroos.
Run the rad guys, talk bad guys.
Ragu Bagu Vids on Twitter, everybody follow. You could run that account, which means you send messages to Joey Noel and she puts them up. We originally set $1,000 for a week. Literally no one purchased it in a 12-week period. Or not, well, now 13, but further. So then we said, we'll do 2 weeks. Here's what I'm willing to do, Andy Cortez. Talk me down if I'm crazy.
Okay, man. I wish we discussed this before.
$1,000 on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You get to run Ragu Bagu Vids until Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron? Infinity War.
Damn it. I almost had him in a technicality, but you fucked me. Infinity War. Avengers Infinity War.
I think I'm down for it.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
As long as we can also tweet, too.
How about we'll get in the way of our gifts.
Have you guys been tweeting?
Yeah.
Really?
I tweet out a gif every movie.
That's great, dude. Yeah.
And it's always a silly gif that's like barely, like when I, for Age of Ultron, tweet out a gif of James Spader as Robert California from The Office, when he's like, all life is sex. it's perfect Ultron. Yeah. So, you know.
I just texted right now, or tweeted from it, so there you go.
What'd you tweet?
Now it's time to rank the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Cool, Greg, can you pull up the charts?
Where is it last? Let's rank that movie and get off my ass.
Number 1, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Number 2, Avengers. Number 3, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number 4, Iron Man. Number 5, Black Panther. Number 6, Iron Man 2. Number 7, Avengers, Age of Ultron. Number 8, Captain America, The First Avenger. Number 9, Iron Man 3. Number 10, The Incredible Hulk. Number 11, Thor. Number 12, Thor, The Dark World. Where do you gentlemen think?
Certainly number 6, and I think there's a case for number 5.
Excellent. I totally agree. I think number 6. And there may be a case for number 5, but I'm willing to hear it.
I say number 4.
Whoa.
What? I know that's fucking crazy.
Cool, Greg, switch back to us, please. Thank you.
That's fucking ridiculous.
My reason for saying that is I feel like this movie, as a whole origin story, like setting a character up that we totally know nothing about, get some fun action scenes, get some cool stuff, care about the side characters. I think it does a very good job, more so than Iron Man. No. Iron Man, of course, gets a lot of bonus points for starting it all, and Robert Downey Jr. is amazing in anything he does. Paul Rudd, amazing in anything he does as well.
Yeah.
And I feel compared to anybody else we've seen in the MCU, Paul Rudd really fucking, like, brings it with Tony, where I'm like, all right, they're
he has
there
little moments
me.
Going forward, but they are memorable.
So I think that it's a really, really, really good standalone origin movie, and I think that because of that, I would argue it's better than Iron Man.
I would not argue it's better than Iron Man. I think Iron Man's a lot more fun. I think when I like on the second viewing of this movie was fun, it was entertaining, but it did show me a lot of the reasons why I haven't gone back and watched it since. I feel like Iron Man did what this movie did, but did it with a lot more style, a lot more fun. And I feel like Iron Man has a lot of the same notes, but just does it better, man. I think I love Paul Rudd. It pains me to say that because you're fucking Sophie's choosing me right now.
Yeah.
But I just got to give the extra little nod to Iron Man because
I'm with you on that.
It's just,
I have this movie below Black Panther at number 6.
Number 6.
I think Black Panther is just so much more complete a film. I think it's just
better in every way. Now, boring. This movie, I liked it less than the first time around. I saw the first time I saw Iron Man was in theaters. Hadn't seen it since.
Yeah, me too.
And when I came out of that theater, I thought, well, that's one of the best fucking Marvel. I loved it. No, I adored it. Second time around, I still laughed as hard as I did at all the funny parts, but I still don't like the villain. There's a lot of just, I don't know, there's a lot of moments in this movie that I just don't care for.
My thing with Ant-Man is I just feel like it's similar to what we're talking about. I wish there was more, even though maybe I would have regretted it, more Peña, is that I just feel like there's a few things of like, I feel like we could have gone a little bit further to make it more complete. And that's why I think for sure it's number six. Black Panther, I think, is a more complete movie, which is probably why I won't vote for it over Black Panther. But and like, I think Black Panther excels a little bit more in terms of storytelling and all these different things. But it's also then it's a little bit apples and oranges because like it is a comedy and it is a really good superhero comedy and it was something we hadn't really seen outside of Mystery Men. What up, Ben Stiller?
Damn, good call. Good callback.
Wow,
Mystery Men.
Wow.
Hell.
Janine Garofalo.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Pee Wee.
Paul Rubens.
He was the farter, right?
All
right,
okay, yeah. We can move
Stinker.
Forward.
Stinker? Yeah, we don't need to talk about Mystery Men. We don't need the whole
this is tricky.
Plot of Mystery Men.
It is.
I was putting it right underneath Black Panther, but like the more I think about it, I really... Oh, man, Black Panther's so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like the ending of it, that fight was really, really bad. And the ending of this movie, the fight was really cool, specifically because of like what they were able to do with like, oh, here, let's switch camera angles or, you know, switch perspectives.
The third act in this movie is good.
Yeah.
I feel like that deserves a lot when you're looking at the MCU.
I know. The problem is, though, like, it's good. The movie does a lot of fun things, but does it do more for, like, bad guys and the plot and the overarching, like, storytelling than Black Panther does? And I just don't think it does.
I think Black Panther tells a much more compelling story. And started talking about its comparisons to Iron Man, I was, like, right there with you. I would. But the fact that Black Panther is underneath that.
Yeah. That complicates things.
Yeah, it certainly does.
We voted Iron Man's better than Black Panther, so.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. But, like, I think I'd put it as number six.
I would agree.
I definitely agree.
Well, sounds like it's got the votes.
Yeah. Well, are we going to do the vote? I mean, we can do
it. You don't even really need to.
Yeah, okay, my apologies,
everybody. If you guys all say it's six. Where did you say it was, Nick?
I'm split on either. I would probably put it a little below Black Panther. I'd probably put it number six as well.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I think that's almost unanimous.
The new rankings, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Number two, Avengers. Number three, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number four, Iron Man. Number five, Black Panther. Number six, Ant-Man. Number seven, Iron Man 2. Number eight, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number nine, Captain America, The First Avenger. Number 10, Iron Man 3. Number 11, The Incredible Hulk. Number 12, Thor. And number 13, Thor, The Dark World.
I'm telling you, you're so good at that.
Yeah.
Next week,
I got a lot. I tried to do it.
Captain America. Civil motherfucking war.
Yeah,
the funny thing about that, I saw that movie like a month ago on Netflix. I'm just like as excited to go back into it. God, what a fucking good movie.
Yeah.
Probably gonna be number one for me. I'll go and spoil it for you right now.
We'll see.
You're a fucking joke.
You really think that?
You're a joke.
Oh my god. Until next time.
Have a marvelous day.